Virtus is a power possessed by a spiritual being. Virtus, therefore, is power. But the power not of a strong wind, not the power of a strong muscle, not the power of a fast-moving automobile, the power of the Spirit, the power of the Spirit to do what the Spirit can do. And in English, most people don't realize, except for the Broden Buddha words, the Bretton Butter words, taken from the German, about 7% of the English language comes from German. I repeat, we speak of bread. What's the German word for bread? And the English word butter. What's the German word for butter? That's where we got it, see, thanks to the Germans. But once you get into the field of ideas, once you get into revelation, then it's almost 90%, 85 to 90% of our English words that have to do with the faith come from Latin. And sisters, I am not just being clever. To know some Latin, and the more Latin you know, the better you understand your faith. You have no choice. And thus, a word like virtus. Anybody who knows Latin knows that's power. That's what virtue means, is the power. And there are two kinds of power that our soul has. Power of the intellect, to think, and power of the will, as we said, to desire, to choose, and to love. Now here, sisters, I can now talk for weeks about prayer. What do we mean? We speak of willpower. Is it a sense, determination, or is it grace? Oh, it is both. Unless we had grace, now, sisters, none of us would be here. Frank wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. In other words, God's grace enables the will, hear it, enables the will to desire what the will nasty would never, never desire. If we didn't have grace, we would have to be out of our minds to choose, say, to take our vows of consecrated chastity, poverty, obedience, and for you, the free and wholehearted service of the poorest of the poor. For me, four more vows. See, I told you, if we allow not to become a bishop. Oh, thanks, Lord. Thank you. I sometimes tell bishops, but I'm careful which bishop I tell this to. I took a vow not to become a bishop. I did not tell the bishop yesterday or the day before. But better not. So grace enables the will to desire to choose what could only be desired, chosen or loved because of revelation. In other words, grace must first come to the mind. Otherwise, we could not desire, choose, or love what we do as Sakyavi believers. That is why, sisters, we're spending so much time on understanding our faith. Because with God's grace, our wills are going to be only as strong as our faith, no more. Well, the long answer to a short question. And now, sisters, I would like to stand, as I don't think I've had various surgeries, the heart surgery, spinal surgery, as a consequence, my bones are not as strong as yours are when I was your age. It's better when I stand. From question 69 to 78. The Holy Father speaks. The Holy Father speaks of the different ways in which Christ is present. And I thought what I would do first is speak of presence. First of God. And then of Christ. Now, sisters, see, the same word can have many, many meanings. And we understand our faith only in the measure that we know the different meanings of the same word. First question, is God present everywhere?
Yes.
Everywhere. As I said, my favorite definition of nothing is where God is absent. God is therefore present everywhere. Who knows? Ah, sisters, my day is made. Who knows the name we give for God's presence everywhere? Say it again, real slow. Will you spell it?
O-M-N-I.
Is the only presence there, you say?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you're right. However, I had another word in mind. This is what?
Immanence.
Hey, this sounds good to me. But yeah, the word in my mind is ubiquity. Have you heard that? Have you ever heard that word?